Pod Culture, episode 365, To Poop to Pope, part A. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 100,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture. Pope may be quitting his job, but we're not quitting podcasting. We're back with another Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
I'm Adam.
What? I couldn't help it. Three Catholics in the room. I had to throw it out there.
Left out. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
And it's not every day the Pope resigns.
Yeah.
I know.
It's To Poop to Pope.
Ooh. We may have another show title. Where the hell's the pen?
I heard on my Irish radios, I took it back because it's my pen. It's over here. You stole my post-its and my pen that I need for work. I heard on my Irish radio station that the world economy is so bad that even God himself has had to let people go.
That's wrong. Uh-oh. Yeah.
I wish him all the best.
I like that one. That was a good one, Adam.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Okay. It sucks that they have to go through that whole process.
Process. But it's an interesting process.
Neat. It can go eeny, meeny, miny.
It really is fascinating.
Eeny, meeny, miny Pope.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
If there's something fishy about this episode, it's because we're recording on Lent.
We got Lent brunch outside.
Aww. The hits keep coming.
Yeah, we're not.
What has everyone been up to, Christina?
Watching some new television shows, surprise. Reading some stuff, watching some shows, playing some games. Had some dental work done. Still going on. Have to do that again on Monday.
Bleh.
Not much going on, really. Same old everything.
Adam?
Not much. Still being lazy.
Good.
Always a good thing.
Yeah.
At least in the wintertime.
Yeah. A lot of work.
Good.
Did the Valentine's Day thing.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Which it was actually nice this year.
I enjoyed the pictures.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crystal and I went to the Uptown Art and did some paintings.
You guys were cute with your paintings. It was cute.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It was cool. And, of course, her birthday is the day before Valentine's Day.
That's so much pressure. I love it.
Yeah.
So you are fucked come that day.
Nice.
I had flowers and a teddy bear sent to her work.
I read that on Facebook. Oh, that is so wonderful.
Yes. Her favorite flowers as well.
What are they?
Dutch irises.
Ooh, I like that. Different.
So I had a bouquet of those with red tulips scent and a little teddy bear with a note.
Very good. Very good. Well done.
Koala?
Just teddy bear. No.
Oh, okay.
They didn't have any koalas.
Oh, okay. You have to ease into the koala.
Yeah, yeah. Koalas come later. So, yeah, that's about it. It's been too cold really to run or get outside and do whatever.
Too wet here late, too.
Yeah.
It's kinda, and crazy windy.
And windy. Yeah. Oh, I hate running against the wind. Ugh. Terrible.
You just run the opposite direction.
It's like running uphill. Well,
now,
that easy.
Now I've got that song stuck in my head.
That's how the mimes exercise, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Man.
Never.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah,
again.
I guess so.
What do you
get
what you pay for.
And if it's free, then
there you go. You're symbiotic in your bad jokeness.
Well, I've known him longer than some of our listeners have been alive.
Probably longer than many of our listeners combined have been alive.
Like, how old's Billy?
He'll never tell.
He'll never do.
Gentleman never tells his age.
All right. So nothing exciting going on?
Me?
Yeah, well, you're married, so Valentine's Day didn't count for the family.
Yeah, no. Let's see. I guess exciting thing for me is I'm wearing my public relations shirt, Jane shirt.
Yes. You're running for office again?
No. This is in honor of the fact that I am now watching Firefly at work.
What? well done. Yay. How's your pilot like it? Is she watching with you?
She's loving it.
Good.
She's awesome. Loving it. She had seen. She didn't know about the TV show. We'll she had seen Wash. The movie.
Okay.
Oh, she had seen the movie.
So already, that's the wrong order.
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong.
Monster ate the pilot.
Yeah. But she's loving the show.
Good.
So she's glad. Like, I like this so much more than I thought I would.
Good,
you know?
Girl.
So
well done.
Maybe we'll have things to talk about.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Take the Zoom H1. You can do a Firefly
questions.
Segment.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, hey, you got a pilot talking
episode,
about the pilot.
Episode reviews.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Little short blurbs, whatever.
Newbie, I watched it backwards reviews like my mom. Like
Firefly reviews from the chopper.
Well, what happened was I watched this 10th anniversary special that they filmed.
Oh, yeah,
it,
I watched that too. That was good.
And she overheard part of it. And she's like, I think I may have seen that movie or whatever. And I was like, well, the series was great. And I was like, I haven't watched. Can't believe it's been 10 years. And I was you know, it's probably been a while since I've watched it. And I was like, she's like, oh, it looks interesting. And I was like, well, I've got it on DVD. I can bring it in.
Well done.
So we're watching that.
And I think it like a day and a half.
Yeah. Well, we only watch one a day.
Okay.
So did it last.
That's cool.
2 weeks. Right.
Now, you know, are you splitting the pilot into two or?
No. We watched the, the hour and a half long original pilot. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Good. Yeah. Good brown coat recruiting.
Yeah. It's good good to be watching Firefly again.
Cool. Excellent.
But, God, because you and I, well, hell, that's how we met Adam.
Yeah.
Through all that because of Serenity.
Yep,
and
Serenity.
The pre-screening. And,
yep.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
The website and all that.
All that fun junk.
Yep.
That's how I got roped into this whole mess.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's all Firefly's fault.
You can thank those SOBs for the whole damn podcast, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
So.
Blame Joss.
Long
ultimately shirt comes down to Blame Joss.
Ooh, that would be a good one.
Yeah.
Longest spoiler NDA ever. Because we went and see it on, June?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was told.
And that was like the last screening. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep.
I was spoiled, and I'm glad I was.
But enough of the Firefly, well, I won't say talk, because that's another podcast. It's,
isn't it over?
They haven't been around yet.
No.
But. In brown coat goodness, before we move on, do have a little bit of an announcement. If the episode hasn't come out yet, join the crew of the Signal.
Yeah.
So be doing some voice stuff there, and Lord knows what else I'll get roped into, but that'll be fine. It'll be fun.
I'm awesome. Sorry, I can't listen to other podcasts. I tried. I can't do it. I can barely listen to ours. I'm just
kidding. Well, you have to listen to ours so you can do the show notes.
No, I am. I love ours.
And everywhere milk curdles.
I don't care.
Oh, well.
So, let's see. But other than that kind of thing, the usual, watching TV, playing video games, that kind of thing. So
we don't really have life.
No.
We don't really do
not
much.
Not really. So let's just shut the hell up and get into the show.
Sounds good.
Irish drinking songs, Scottish bagpipes, totally trad, jigs and reels, Celtic rock. If it's independent Celtic music, you can find it on Mark Gunn's Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
It's time for a little doom and gloom, or that just may be what we think. Glenn's Guilty Pleasures.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's right.
What do you got?
This one's not on Laserdisc. It's actually on Blu-ray.
Whoa.
Matter of fact, it's 3D Blu-ray.
21st
century. 3D.
So, as you know, I recently bought a 3D TV, and there's not many 3D shows out there, really. So when I found one that was 3D sci-fi horror film, I had never seen before, I thought, well, this is a great opportunity to get something new.
Yeah.
Increase my library, you know.
Or something quality.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Of course.
You got another crappy movie.
If it's 3D means quality, right?
Mm-hmm. Always.
If it's on Blu-ray, it has to be good.
That's right.
That's right. Sector 7. It's a Korean movie. And it is their first big budget 3D extravaganza.
Is it a prequel to District 9?
No.
Prequel to Gundam Style?
No. It kind of reminds me of The Host. Did any of you see The Host? It was
No.
The Host. Nope. The Host had a lot of comedy in it. It's probably more fitting to be a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Host was a big breakthrough Korean horror sci-fi movie about this like mutant fish creature thing attacking people, and the effects in it were really good at the time. They were really groundbreaking. I mean, you know, really.
I remember seeing something about that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big deal. The Host. It's not the Stephanie Meyer movie that's coming out soon. So Sector 7 came out in 2011 in Korea, at least. I had kind of missed it. I just happened to stumble across it when I was looking for 3D movies and saw some really good reviews on it. And if you remember back in the day, let's go into the way back machine.
Oh,
and remember, apparently the big buzz in Hollywood was that James Cameron was making a movie called The Abyss about undersea stuff.
Yes.
And it was like the big thing, and nobody else had done anything like that.
That needs to come out on Blu-ray,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. Remastered in 3D.
Just on Blu-ray.
Okay. Yeah.
You're like, no, just on Blu-ray. No.
Well, the big story back in the day was that this big budget, taking forever to make a movie, was coming out, The Abyss. So every other studio tried to knock out their own version of The Abyss. Mm-hmm. Basically, they tried to beat him to the punch, and they did. And I went and saw these other movies as well.
Of course.
There was Deep Star 6. Remember that?
Oh, God.
Was that Greg?
That was the
was
low
it
budget.
Greg Evigan?
Yeah.
Oh, Greg Evigan.
That was like came out around when The Abyss and all that crap came out.
Dude.
What?
He was reading the internet.
Okay.
That's just what I've been talking about for the last 3 minutes. That's all.
I've been looking up stuff for late in the show. Thank you very much.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, okay.
It's my bad ear anyway. It's pointing towards him.
He's like, if Adam gets to surf the net during the show, I can too.
I got a bigger screen.
Go on, Glenn. Sure. I'm listening.
There was also Leviathan. Mm-hmm. Remember Leviathan?
I do remember Leviathan.
Both of those, you know, were low-budget B-movie knockoffs, just beating the... You know, the Abyss to the punch, but they were both cool movies. Yeah. I really enjoyed them both. And if you remember those movies, if you liked those movies, then I think you're going to like Sector 7.
Hmm.
It takes itself mostly seriously. I mean, there's the over the top movie aspect of things. Mm-hmm. There's a slow build up. Starts out with like a lot of things with a flashback. And then goes to modern day, and they're on this oil rig, and they're trying desperately to find oil in Sector 7. And what?
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. They're trying desperately to find oil in Sector 7. It's not
the picture you showed me earlier.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Sponge.
Sponge. No. So you really get to know the crew.
Well,
you get to know the crew, and they spend a lot of time doing that, and you know, a slow build up to the creature. And I won't tell the origin of the creature or anything like that, because you know, you might
spoiler.
Yeah, you might enjoy the movie, but the main character is a girl that's working on the rig, mm-hmm. and her father apparently went missing or probably died back years ago, and she's out there, that's the area he died in, and she's trying to find out what happened, yeah. and prove herself, and she's the tough guy on board.
Aww.
You know, so she's really trying to prove herself that, you know, this is a man's job generally, and mm-hmm. and she out toughs everybody else on the show.
So she's, I mean, Ripley? You
know, she's Ripley. Yeah, she's Ripley.
Only a lot more feminine looking. I've seen a picture.
So some of the things where it gets a little movie outrageous, there's some scenes where they're blown off steam by racing motorcycles on the deck of this, you know, big oil rig and stuff.
Really,
and,
could you go over the side? That's it.
Yeah. I don't think that'd
don't
be a good idea.
That.
Yeah, that's
so, you know,
the smartest thing.
Yeah, it got to be a little over the top. Yeah. With
one,
some of that.
How did the freaking motorcycles get there?
Yeah,
the
who even brought them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to pack my motorcycle.
I'm the supply ship.
What? Yeah.
But then again, Garibaldi was building one on Babylon 5.
Look at Red Dwarf. They're riding their bike, their things around on the ship.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to say, the monster is really cool looking, really neat design, and really looks like it's there, especially in 3D. Mm-hmm. I think they did a great job with all the monster effects.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
Like I said, if you like sci-fi and stuff, and it has that kind of a sci-fi movie thing that I like, where, I mean, they're all wearing like jumpsuits that, I mean, it's a modern day movie, but, you know, their jumpsuits with the designs and everything kind of remind you of like a uniform from like something like Aliens.
Yeah.
You know, it's got that kind of feel. So I like the costuming. I liked the sets were nice. The story was pretty good. You know, didn't set the world on fire. It wasn't like, oh, this is so original.
Brilliant. Right.
But, you know, I wasn't watching it for that. I was watching it to see it in 3D.
Right.
The 3D was done really well. Some of the backgrounds and things, you know, it can't be real, but it just looks so sharp, and the 3D was so nice
that
you're like, "Wow, they have to be on a green screen.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not even there." And during one of the climax scenes, there's a lot of like water on the deck, and it just looks so real. I was just like impressed, knowing that it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, it couldn't have been, but it just looked great. And like I said, the monster was well designed, well animated, and the 3D was really well done, and I enjoyed it. I was really happy to have picked it up.
I saw on Wikipedia when I pulled it up that the budget they had was $10 million, and they only grossed $18 million, which, I mean, if you had to split it up amongst all the people that worked on it.
Right.
But still, I mean, at least they grossed, at least they made back their money.
Yeah.
I wonder if that $18 million was just the like Korean box office, or if that includes everything.
I'm not sure.
Because, I mean, now that it's getting some word of mouth here in the U.S. and people start picking it up, they're bound to make a lot of sales.
Yeah. That, can't,
you know,
hurt.
Not many Korean movies make the crossover to where people are eager to
That's
pick
true.
Them up here. So I think being in 3D is going to help. I mean, I probably would have picked up something like this anyway.
Right.
But it was a definite buy for me because it's a 3D sci-fi movie I haven't seen before.
Right.
And I enjoyed it.
Cool.
And I think the... A lot of the 3D Blu-rays are, of course, horribly overpriced.
Right.
you
now.
Know, yeah, MSRP of $35 and crap, you
Look
know.
The Blu-rays, though. How expensive they were when they first came out.
Right.
Now you can get them at the drugstore for $5. Something.
Well, yeah, the crappy one.
Yeah.
But
with no extras.
I got a whole season of Smallville on Blu-ray for $6.
Yeah, because the lady at the Big Lots didn't know what she was doing.
Surprise.
It didn't have a tag on it.
It was in with it was in with the DVDs. It didn't have a tag, and he didn't feel, you know, he didn't feel the need to mention it to her.
He's like, $6. Okay. Christina, let's go now.
Yeah. Exactly. But I picked this up from Amazon, so it wasn't hard to find or anything. And I believe it was like $21.95 or something
nice.
Like that.
A typical DVD then.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was 3D.
Cool.
So, you know, especially if you got a 3D player, 3D TV and player, whatever, and you're looking for some new thing that you haven't seen before, then definitely check it out. And I don't know if the regular version's on Netflix or whatever it might be. You'd probably enjoy it.
I usually
anyway.
Look while you're talking. I didn't.
Now, did it come with like a, you know, with some of those that have a 3D and a Blu-ray and a DVD?
Yeah, this was a single disc.
Ooh.
I'm not sure if it had a 2D version or not, like maybe you could choose, I don't remember, but I do know it's a single disc.
Like, I mean, what if it'd play just on a regular Blu-ray player?
I'm not sure. Most of them come with two discs,
right.
But I have started seeing a few that will have both on one
disc. It is streaming available on Netflix.
Okay, so if you don't care to see it in 3D, you still have a chance to see it Netflix and streaming, so it doesn't cost you anything extra.
Yeah, it's the best $9 a month you'll spend.
Right. So there it is, Sector 7. I enjoyed it. I, you know, it's not going to win any Oscars or anything, but definitely an enjoyable, you know, sci-fi monster movie kind of thing.
Wins the Glenn seal of approval.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
And good 3D if that's what you're looking for.
And we will be back with more of the show right after Glenn buys some more crappy movies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we don't get this podcasting goodness energy just from nowhere. We got to charge up with a little geek cuisine. And Glenn, what kind of stuff has your wife found for us this time?
I love her so much.
Well, we were at the Dollar General Marketplace.
Nice.
Which has a big selection of candy.
Mm-hmm.
And found this Trolley Strawberry Puffs.
They're pretty and sparkly.
And they smell really good.
They like artificial strawberries.
I like it.
Yeah, on the back it says, Trolley makes your day. Mm-hmm. There's a drawing of a troll. It says, strawberry puffs. They don't exactly look like strawberries, but their safe and fluffy strawberry flavor really makes up for it.
Safe and fluffy?
Soft.
Okay.
Say safe. What's, I don't know what's safe.
From China, you know, just, like yeah, lots yeah. of the candies we yeah, get. They're from the, China. No, they're safe.
Well, it's
really.
Kind of hard to put your eye out with one
no
of these
small
things.
Parts. Soft. No lead paint.
Soft. Maybe.
You hope.
Now with melamine.
And as right. as Christina pointed out before recording, they look like a butt cheek.
They are butts.
Yep.
You put two of them together, and what are they, Glenn?
They're a candy ass.
Yes. Oops. All right. Oh, let's give them a try.
Yeah. All right.
Let's see what happens.
Ooh, the sour kicks in at the end there.
Hmm.
Oh, God, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
I like them. I'm not surprised Carly ate a bag of them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I could eat a bag of them.
That's weird because the sour stuff usually is the first thing.
Mm-hmm. It gets in the tail end there. Wow. That's interesting. It tastes like a strawberry milkshake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Like
it really does.
A peep and a gummy worm had a baby.
Yeah.
That's what it was. That's what it tastes like.
Yes, very much so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got the real soft consistency and then the sugar coating.
I approve.
Smell great. Tastes like I said, like Fluff. Milkshakes.
The butt-flavored top. colored, butt-colored.
Butt-flavored top?
Butt-flavored. Butt-colored. So. Strawberry-flavored, but flesh-colored. And they're kind of round. So look like a butt.
So, I guess you could say they taste like ass?
You could say that.
Mm-hmm.
No, they just
you usually
look
do.
Like
mm-hmm.
But so, they're.
Yeah, give them thumbs up.
Thumbs up? Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not a big name brand. I mean, obviously, the company's been around a while.
I think the next time we go to the movies, that's
tasty.
Where I'm getting.
Some Trolley strawberry puff bite.
Yep, we'll stop it at.
Yeah, these are good. These are good. These are good movie candy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, these are real
Walgreens
good.
Might have them too.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Strawberry puffs. And they're not too sweet.
Mm-hmm. I've seen them around. I've just never tried them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're
I think good. Dollar General across the street has them, actually.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
I think we'll be snacking on these throughout the podcast.
Throughout the recording.
Yeah.
It'll be an awfully quiet podcast.
Some folks might like that.
I think so.
So we are going to take a break.
Yes.
And eat the rest of this bag.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Do you want to come with me? Because if you do, then I should warn you. You're going to hear all sorts of things.
A very informal roundtable discussion.
Fans from the past.
I'll be the old classic series curmudgeon fan.
Australians from the future.
So the Australian is actually in Australia?
A guy from Kentucky.
I am not from Kentucky.
It won't be short, it won't be work safe, and it won't be on topic.
We're too lazy to bleep.
But I'll tell you what it will be.
It's not going to be your typical Doctor Who podcast.
The trip of a lifetime.
Because Daleks are still cuddly.
Everybody needs
pretty
to
much
hooked
from
I did
run.
Convince someone to knit a 14-foot scarf.
If ever
depressing.
Beat Mom Gatiss, I'll
yeah,
give
since
him a
when
hug.
Does the master wear
I
a hoodie?
They want you to think it's the Doctor, and then it's wrong.
All the continuity bets are off.
But back to Doctor Who.
The Type 40 Podcast. Find us on iTunes or at www.thetype40podcast.com.
Let's kick back on the couch, prop up our feet, open a frosty beverage. It's time for a little TV and DVD talk. What has everyone been watching? And Glenn doesn't look like he has everything pulled up. So, Christina.
Okay. On my own, I've been watching a show called Girls on HBO series. I didn't think I would like it. It was suggested by my friend in England, who I trust. I always trust what he recommends. It's always good. And he said, there's this show called Girls. I'm like, okay. And I looked it up and I'm like, really? This is like Sex in the City kind of, you know, I'm like, sure. And he's like, no, trust me. It's good. I'm like, okay. Like, okay, there's sex to sit through. I'm like, okay. But it's important to the story.
You
so
say that like
right.
It's a bad thing.
It's annoying as piss. But okay. Because it's like you're only, I say this all the time, you're only allowed so many minutes of storytelling. Stop wasting it. At least if it's going to be in the show, let it be part of the story and be important to the storytelling. That's my only thing. Because if you're wasting time and it's not for a reason, you're wasting those how many, you know, 3 of your 44 minutes or 41 minutes when you could be telling a story.
And if it's a British show, it's only going to have 6 episodes.
Exactly. That's my whole thing. Yep. But it's an American show.
Oh, okay.
It's on HBO. And I'm like 20 minutes away from finishing the first season. Excuse me. I was in the halfway through it when like, okay, I can finish it before the guys get here. Oh, no, I can't. They're only half an hour episodes.
Oh, okay.
And Chris O'Dowd from the IT Crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
Nice.
He doesn't get to be Irish, though, which makes me sad. He's American, but he's super cute. And I like that the actress who's the main character, Hannah, she's not beautiful. Mm-hmm. She looks like a person who we would know. Like, she looks like a normal person that you'd meet, that you'd be friends with. It's not like supermodel beautiful. All the other girls were supermodel beautiful, but like the main character is normal. Like, and I love that. And they all have their own idiosyncrasies, and they're all crazy in one way and cool in another way. And it's not like Sex and the City. It's good. Yeah, I highly recommend it. What else? I know there's another television show I was watching. I'm caught up with New Girl and Bob's Burgers.
I need to catch up with Bob's Burgers.
Oh my God, it's ridiculous. It's so my family, yeah, except I'm cooler than Tina.
Every once in a while, I just hear random cackling from the living room.
Oh my God, Louise is my sister.
Yeah.
The crap that comes out of her mouth is Miranda. It's crazy. And Linda is mom. Linda is totally my mother. Like, she breaks out into song over nothing. Uh-huh. And like, she's my mother. It's great. What else? Oh, my God. Something on Netflix. And I can't remember now. I'm trying to figure out.
Probably one of your hoity-toity documentaries.
Well, I've done that, too. But I'm trying to see where I left off with 30 Rock so I can finish that up.
Oh, yeah.
There was another show. It'll come back to me when somebody else goes. I did watch a documentary on Auschwitz on Netflix. It's a 6-part documentary, which is really interesting. I like the combination of reenactment and archival stuff and actual interviews from people. I think it's really interesting. I did watch The Sleepwalk With Me.
Yes.
Thing. I highly enjoyed that. Yes. That was good. For the life of me now, I can't think of what I was watching on my own. But I'm sure there's been other stuff, because that's pretty much all I do.
Oh, something will probably be, you'll remember, and when one of us is talking, just jump on in.
Yeah,
because, like, that ever stops us before.
Yeah.
So, Glenn, looks like you got things called up. What have you been watching?
Lots of stuff. Being Human.
Very good.
Which one?
The U.S. I haven't started watching the new season of the British show. Yeah, I know it's out, but I haven't started.
Three or four episodes in now.
Yeah, it makes me so sad that it's almost over.
And it's the last season.
Jerks.
Yeah. Of the British.
Oh, the British. Okay.
Yeah.
But I like how far from the source material they've gone.
Yeah.
The American
crap.
One. I like that, though. It's
They're
cool.
definitely being human now.
Yeah, and I like that. It's neat because you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
It's so unpredictable now.
Well, a human, a zombie, and a vampire.
What zombie? What?
Technically, she's a zombie.
Oh, whatever.
Am I wrong?
No, she's a zombie. Sure. I mean, come on, especially for that show. You got to imagine. She's a zombie.
She's a pretty zombie, though.
She's a pretty zombie. Continuum.
Very good.
Still being good.
We need to
season
catch up with that.
Two, I think, starts in April.
You think they'll run it concurrently here?
That would be about the time that it would be ending
right.
over
so.
Here.
That's
so.
What they did with Lost Girl, right?
That, yeah.
Yeah, they did one and two straight into... No, they did one straight into two or
yeah, one straight
something
into
like,
two.
That, like that.
Yeah. It's good. I guess, doing the alphabetical order here, Cult. Mm-hmm. Cult. No one else has seen Cult?
No.
We have it, but we haven't watched it yet.
I got a hold of it, but I haven't...
No. I was like, I don't know. I had seen lots of commercials for it, and I like the lead actor in it. Carly likes him as well, and I don't know his name, but he was the head of the kind of like evil circus people from Heroes.
Oh, I liked him too.
Yeah. And so he's one of the main characters
on
the show.
Okay, we have to watch it now.
And
I liked him.
I was like, oh, okay, it's about a cult, whatever. And then I read the description of the episode right before we watched it. I was like, what? This sounds like it could be really cheesy. I just don't know. And I watched it, and they pulled it off. It was actually really pretty clever, pretty interesting. And it's Rockne S. O'Bannon.
Oh, Farscape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's his.
So
it's his show. I mean, you know, he created, he wrote the first episode and everything. So,
I will definitely have to check that out now because, you know, I like.
And it's on the CW. And what's cool, what's so weird and so cool about it is, all right, I'm expecting, okay, this is a show about this cult leader played by the guy from Heroes. No, it's a show.
Matthew Davis.
Okay. It's a show about a cult leader. So when you're watching
it's getting real meta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're watching it, Joe from Supernatural is in it.
I just saw her name on there. Oh my God.
And she plays a police detective that is looking for her like missing sister, and she's the only one to have ever escaped from the cult. Mm-hmm. And her sister was with the cult or whatever, and she thinks that this cult leader's and responsible for you know, for abducting her. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, you know, next week on the CW or whatever, and then you pull back, and
oh, I'm sorry.
That was all a show.
It's Robert Knepper is his name.
Oh, okay. Robert Knepper. So, really, it's a show about the show about the cult leader.
Ow.
And there's all these layers of mystery, and there's these fans of the show that do like LARPing of the show and stuff, and you know, and there's like supposedly hidden messages in it, and it actually was very interesting.
Kadeem Hardison's in it,
which is
holy crap. He was Different World. Remember Different World?
Oh, the Cosby spinoff.
Jasmine Guy.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh. Holy crap.
Yeah. Sorry. We'll get into it later, but something else we've been watching.
We've talked about it. We talked about it in the last episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we did.
Scary.
But like I said, when I heard that it was a show about a show and stuff, I'm like, I don't know. But they go into, like, get on the set of the show and stuff and go places where the show was recorded. And there's all the fans and everything. And it's just like, wow, this, I really could associate with that.
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, oh, well, that's kind of cool. And I don't know. I think it's really worth checking out.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Cult. So.
No, you had me at Rockne S. O'Bannon.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, definitely.
You had me at the guy from Heroes.
Are there Muppets?
Not yet. There's always room for Muppets, right?
Oh, I love that. There is always room for Muppets. I totally agree.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Cult, only one episode's aired so far, so you're not too far behind.
Right, you have time to catch up.
So, yeah. So, check it out. Let's see here. Also watching... Once Upon a Time.
Very good.
Once Upon a Time's been pretty good so far. We were all happy to see Hurley appearing again.
I loved him.
Yeah.
So that was a good episode.
I wanted a scene with Belle and Hurley together, and Belle and the giant together to see her and Hurley again.
Oh, right. Yeah, that'd be cool.
And they are definitely dressing her to tight now.
Why not?
Even she's her freaking Belle. Hospital gown with is yellow.
I love that. It makes me so happy. She's adorable. I'm sorry. She's just adorable.
Oh, yeah.
Claire. I couldn't think of her name at first. Claire.
Oh, right.
Claire.
Claire.
Let's see, Supernatural.
Oh my gosh, it's so good! Every time I think they can't outdo themselves, it happens.
Now I'm really loving this whole Men of Letters
thing.
Oh, the Winchester Cave.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, that is awesome. And
he has his own room.
I hope they do like a web series or something of back in the
day.
Yeah. Back in the day, wouldn't that be cool?
That would be awesome.
I would love to see more of that.
Kind of hoping to keep the Winchester Cave around.
I do too.
I love that.
I really do too.
I love that Dean, for the first time in his life, had his own room.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so cute. He did like
hanging the guns.
It was like Jane. It was like Jane's room. It was so great.
Yeah. So I'm really loving that aspect, and like you said, I hope they keep that around. And like I said, I'd like to see a spinoff with that of some sort. I mean, not necessarily some show.
I'd like to see the backstory.
Yeah, more of the backstory.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, a period piece of finding supernatural stuff
that'd
would be kind of cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Think about
I really
cool
enjoyed
tech
it.
They would have.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That'd be cool.
It's a nice twist on the premise.
Yeah, my goodness. And I love how they're tying it all together. I love that.
But we haven't heard any mention of that before now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a little convenient.
Secret society.
That's right. Secret society.
Mm-hmm.
Get another secret handshake.
Mm-hmm.
The following.
We watched the pilot. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We've got dressed up. We haven't caught up because we're watching
everything else.
Lot of stuff.
I think I might be one episode behind, but we watched the first three or so.
Watch that. That sounds very cool.
Yeah, it's really neat. And one thing I like, I'm a big Vampire Diaries fan.
Standing. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, Vampire Shannon.
The executive producer. Mm-hmm. Of Vampire Diaries is the creator of the show, The Following.
They're not spread himself too thin because I need to keep up with Vampire Diaries.
You know, that's the way I felt.
Don't be a J.J. Abrams.
When he went on to do Secret Circle, I was just like, oh no, I hope Vampire Diaries can't suffer because of this. Mm-hmm. It's not acceptable. But he did both. Vampire Diaries, stayed good, and I really enjoyed Secret Circle. Unfortunately, it got canceled, but they're still running marathons of it constantly on Chiller.
Well,
we have the Chiller Network.
I don't think we have that.
No, I don't think we have it here.
The Following's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
The first episode alone was like an action movie. It was really good.
Right.
It was like a thriller action. It was really good. I was surprised. Because I never know what to expect from Kevin Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's never been at the top of my list of favorite actors, but I don't dislike him. It's just that he's never really stood out.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know what to expect, and he's really good.
So he never really has cut loose for you.
Stop it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like I said, Vampire Diaries. This season, they're getting ready to introduce a new big bad.
We need to catch up. I'm desperate.
We powered through a whole freaking season last weekend.
I know, but I'm like 12 episodes ahead of you, and I need you to catch up so I can keep going.
Yeah, so much stuff happens. You can't fall behind.
If we could have two separate Netflix things, that'd be fine. But I don't want to start watching the end of the season and have you turn it on and go, that's where she left off, and see what I've been watching and have you be spoiled.
Just go back to a previous episode.
Catch up.
Yeah.
So I won't really talk about what's going on in Vampire Diaries.
I'm excited.
But
I love Vampire Boone.
There's good stuff.
Vampire
really
Boone's
cool
pretty
stuff.
Freaking hysterical.
He's an ass, but I love him.
Playing with teddy bear.
Aw. Okay, I need a prop replica of Elena's teddy bear.
Oh. Hmm.
They did a prop replica of Buffy's Mr. Gordo. They needed a prop replica of her teddy bear.
They did a prop replica of Fred's
Faginbaum. Faginbaum, I know.
Little bunny.
I have a Faginbaum, and I love him.
Walking Dead.
Excellent.
Yes.
Everyone caught up on Walking Dead?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. You have to be.
Yes.
I mean,
it's the show.
I just can't cope.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. But I am glad the Peepa guy, I'm glad what happened last week happened.
Well, see, I was starting to, like...
I don't trust him.
Get, I like, I was him. Starting to get comfortable with him. He seemed like he was getting out of his creepy shell.
I don't know.
Like, ever since he kind of latched on to Carol.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, you're not a lesbian.
Isn't that something? And, no, it isn't.
Yeah.
Blam!
Yeah. And then... I don't know. I was just like, oh, maybe they're take him somewhere. And he's like, oh, I don't like guns.
Not,
boom.
Not,
and his brain
so
goes all
yeah.
Well, that just anyway. Freed up his schedule so that he can come here to Fandom Fest.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Which I'll be working.
A lot of them coming to Fandom Fest.
I'm excited.
I'll be working.
I'm so excited. I can't even
Very
tell you.
Very cool.
Adam Baldwin.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Adam Baldwin. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. I think we're going to have to work on getting press passes again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I might be able to help you out.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. And one we all just watched.
Uh-huh.
Zero Hour.
I really liked it.
I did enjoy that quite a bit.
Yeah, I didn't know a lot about it. I just knew there was some like conspiracy stuff or whatever, and it was some sort of
so
sci-fi
naturally you latched
show.
Onto it.
So like, I was like, yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Nazis, conspiracy.
Guns, bring it on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is... It's kind of Dan Brown,
mm-hmm.
you
yeah.
know, and yep. It's kind of National Treasure.
Yeah.
Yep. It's got some like Da Vinci Code elements in it.
Yeah, I like it.
And the National Treasure elements.
And Anthony Edwards is good in nice. Anything he does. So. He's just good in anything.
Goose.
Wow.
Dr. Goose.
Dr. Goose.
Goodness gracious. Great so, ball of fire.
Yeah, so we all checked out Zero Hour, and I think we all liked it.
Yes, it was interesting.
I really did. I want more.
Better not totally kill off the priest.
They better not cancel it. I'm going to be very upset.
I would be upset if they canceled it.
I want to find out what happens first.
Well, you know how the last show we kind of previewed together ended up?
Right.
Yeah.
They didn't make it.
Do no harm.
Episode.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, it's gone.
Is it?
Really?
Yeah.
Already?
Two episodes gone.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I didn't think they would cancel it that quick, but I didn't.
I didn't expect it to last, but
yeah, I didn't expect it to last either. But boy, that was quick.
Yeah.
No, I mean they like
that sucks for the actors though. Because you're all excited because you think you've got a show and you think it's going well, and then bam.
Yeah, that sucks.
No word on when or if the rest of the episodes they filmed will air.
Now, Zero Hour, looking at the series guide app, it claims that there's going to be a 13 episode season.
Nice.
No, who knows if we'll make it there.
Right.
Well, hopefully.
But hopefully
if ABC doesn't air them, they'll at least show them on, like, if something happens and they decide to cancel it, they'll at least show it on the website.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't, like, the last episode of Drive or something like that was online or something?
No, sure.
I think something like that. Of course, that was Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bastard.
No, or ABC. One of those. Either way, it got canceled way too damn soon.
Fox is my Bob's Burgers and all the stuff I watch online station. And I make sure to watch them online, so it's showing up that somebody's watching them.
Yeah,
right.
Don't cancel New Girl or Bob's Burgers.
So Zero Hour is ABC.
Mm-hmm.
We said Vampire Diaries is CW. The following is Fox,
mm-hmm.
right?
That didn't bode well.
I don't know, though. It was really good.
Yeah, I think they advertised the hell out
it's
of that
about
thing.
It's about like 20. So. Like I'm getting like a 24 minute vibe.
It's Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, it's Kevin Bacon. They've they've obviously
they know the star power.
They've invested enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Supernatural, of course, the CW. Once Upon a Time, ABC.
Mm-hmm. And Supernatural and Vampire Diaries picked up already.
Really?
For another
Arrow,
season.
Vampire great. Diaries, and Supernatural.
Yeah.
For next season.
Nice. That is great. Mm-hmm. Good news. March 8th, Grimm returns.
Oh!
About time.
Yeah, mark your calendars.
Hmm.
And March 31st, Game of Thrones returns.
Yay.
Okay, March 30th, Doctor Who. March 31st, Game of Thrones. What time do we have? Like, okay, we're timing this out. We have to be home from Easter by what time?
Sorry.
I gotta go.
Yep.
Sorry. Gotta go, sorry.
That's it for me.
Adam.
Oh, let's see. Oh, where did my browser go?
Hey. On your phone somewhere.
Like, everything went away. Doggone it. Oh, wait. Well, let's see. I've been watching a lot of Netflix.
Very good. I'm ready. Bring it.
House of Cards, which is the new, it's a Netflix exclusive from Kevin Spacey. And it's based on a British show.
Ba-da!
Ding, ding, ding.
It wins 2 points already.
Yeah. And it is basically, it's an American political drama series. Let's see, looking at the Wikipedia, it is an adaptation from a previous BBC miniseries of the same name, which is based on a novel by Michael Dobbs. So, this one premiered February 1st, the USA version premiered February 1st on Netflix, and basically released all of its episodes out. There's like 12, I think, episodes.
That's so bad because I could power through them and it's like, oh, it's over.
Yeah.
Well, the second season of 13 episodes is in production.
Fabulous.
So they're working on it. It's set in Washington, D.C., of course, being a political drama. Story of Frank Underwood, who's played by Kevin Spacey. He is a Democrat. As South Carolina's 5th Congressional District and House Majority Whip, who, after getting passed over for promotion to Secretary of State, decides to exact his revenge on those who betrayed him. It's a very interesting political drama that I didn't think I would get hooked into.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so well acted and well written that I just had to watch it, and it was really good. And it's a different... The show's got an entirely different feel than a lot of other shows I've seen, because it's something to do with the cinematography or the colors or something. And also, Kevin Spacey's character talks to the audience.
I love that.
He'll turn like
Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And he'll say,
breaks,
you know,
the fourth wall.
Mm-hmm. Well, normally I don't think that I would do such a thing, but then such and such was being such a jackass and blah, 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 or whatever. And he'll like, and it's funny because after doing that, he'll walk right into a scene.
I love that.
Seamless. Just go. Or he'll be out waiting for somebody, and he'll just be standing there against the wall talking to the viewer, and then someone will walk in, and then they're right in their scene.
I love that.
It's a really interesting dynamic, and I like it a lot.
And the way I was reading about it is they're not, because it's all online, they're not limited to X number of minutes. You know, right. It can run a little short if that fits the beat of the show.
That's what it seems like, yeah.
Or it can run a little over, yeah.
Right. Yep.
And like our show.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's the only thing we have in common.
For you, Brad, I've got 5.
Yeah. And it's interesting. It's got well, at least one familiar face, I'm sure. Christina. Kate Mara from, she is in
It Rings a Bell.
From American Horror Stories. She is crazy chick that was having an affair. That helped what's his face had the affair with.
Yes.
Yeah, in Boston.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Super crazy chick.
Yes.
Homewrecker chick.
Two very different.
Okay. Under the gazebo chick.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, under gazebo chick. Yes. That's what I should have said. Well, she is like the up and start reporter in this one. So it's a very different part.
Interesting.
And she plays it pretty well.
Wow.
And it's like, I barely, she's got a very distinct look. It's like very kind of mousy kind of look. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just all I can describe it as. And she plays it. She's very good.
Fabulous.
Very good. I didn't recognize her because I saw this. And then I got into American Horror Story. And I was like, she looks familiar. And I had to look it up. And sure enough, yeah, same actress.
Awesome.
So, what else have I been watching? Community. Which is back.
Awesome. Yeah.
And it's okay.
What?
Yeah. It's different. Hmm. I don't know whether it's because they got rid of Dan Harmon.
That's not the resounding enthusiasm I was expecting.
No. It has its moments, definitely, and I love the characters. But it just doesn't have that same feeling, and I was afraid of this. I really, really was.
You can't mess up a perfect ensemble like that.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's
hard to bottle the lightning, as it were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's kind of disappointing, but it's still. I'm still going to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Still going to watch it. I've been like I said before. I've been watching American Horror Story.
I'm so glad.
Season one, I'm into episode 10. Little freaky.
Yeah.
But I like it. Mm-hmm. And I don't typically like this kind of stuff.
I'm telling you.
I wonder if it has something to do with Tim Minear. And
take a drink.
Yep.
And James Wong.
Yep.
Brilliant.
So.
And the hot maid.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
Oh, my dear Lord.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my.
She's gorgeous.
My.
And Dylan McDermott has held up well.
Oh, yes. Let's
but
see.
All the cute in the first season was totally undone in the second season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Hopefully for the third season, they'll bring sexy back.
Right. I'm excited. I can't wait until October.
Yeah.
It's too long to wait.
Mm-hmm. That's really about it. You know, Walking Dead, like mm-hmm. we were talking about before.
Stay in the jail, Carl.
Really about it. Yeah. Carl's more self-sufficient.
He's gotten better.
He's gotten better. Now he's got a gun.
He's not the baby of the group anymore.
Nope.
Carl's got a gun.
He's done grown up.
Everybody run.
I think that's it for me.
Oh, goodness.
I'm writing alternative lyrics to that song in my head. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's just throw things for a bit of a loop here and start off with something I can guarantee Adam and Glenn have not seen or heard of until tonight, because I just downloaded it on a whim.
On a whim.
A show called The Blue Rose.
Rock on. Hmm. Hmm.
Now, the only reason I downloaded this, because I don't. Do you want to share why?
Because I have two tattoos that have a blue rose on them.
Yeah. So I'm like,
someday I'll have another one.
As I was going through our normal haunt of where to acquire television from,
it's a Tennessee Williams thing.
Yeah. I saw the name of this show, The Blue Rose. I'm like, what the hell? Oh, they've had two episodes. All right. Now download them. What the hell? And it's pretty good.
I kind of like it.
It's
once you get past the accent, you're okay.
Yeah. It's a New Zealand sheep TV series. Hmm. So yeah, they're
sheep.
They all sound
which
like
is not surprising.
Yeah, they all sound like Deitch and Lachman, which is not a bad thing.
Do they look like Deitch? No.
The lead girl is pretty. She kind of reminds me of Tosh a little bit,
like a
New Zealand Tosh from Torchwood. I think she's adorable.
Antonia Preble?
Yes, she's beautiful.
It's pretty good. There's three episodes so far. We haven't seen the third yet, but the first two are kind of the pilot sitting everything up. The premise,
if you read it online on IMDb, it makes it sound like a comedy, but it's not. It's a suspense investigative drama about a woman who is involved in this kind of corporate espionage, and she's killed in the first episode. You never even see her live in the first episode, I don't think.
All flashback.
Yeah, and the people in the office, a few of the people in the office get together who were kind of involved in the conspiracy, all kind of meet up and are trying to find out what happened to her. And a woman gets a job as a temp at this company because they screwed her family out of their savings. And she wants to find out, you know, what happened to it and where it went and how to get it back.
So smaller scale of Enron.
Right.
Kind of thing.
And it's pretty good.
It's neat. The character who kind of centers around this, you know, the dead character that the premise kind of centers around mm-hmm. was her name was Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how they get on the blue rose. She ends up having, there's a coffee.
Yeah, she has a coffee mug with a blue rose on it. And at the end of the first episode or the end of the second episode, they're saying about the people who are in this little, you know, elite group of like four or five people who are at the center of this. Say, you know what? Let's make this a permanent thing. And they all go and get tattoos of the blue rose.
The one girl asked another one, so where are you going to get your tattoo? On the ankle.
That's going to hurt a lot.
It doesn't hurt. That's where I have one of mine.
And then, of course, the next thing you hear, she's screaming.
She's screaming, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's not normally the kind of show that I would watch, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, so, you know, it's definitely, since I'm pretty damn sure it's never going to show here in America, no qualms about acquiring it at all.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. Worth checking out.
Although I might order the DVD since we can play them on
the one player
region free. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Because if
just
it's
to
DVD,
see the behind the scenes stuff.
We've got these two players that we only have just for a specific reason. The one Blu-ray player is because it can play other region discs. And the little Apex that I have.
That'll play a coaster.
That'll play, yeah, pretty much will play a coaster.
Play anything.
It will play damn near anything. Well, not Blu-ray.
But that's how we started watching stuff that we downloaded from other countries was on that one.
Yeah, that before the Xbox could do that kind of crap stuff. This little Apex player had a hack code that you could go into the developer menu and turn off the region protection on it.
Nice.
So, you know, I got that. You watch my Australian copy of Serenity on it. That kind of thing.
He's so lucky that I didn't go on Amazon.co.uk and buy a whole bunch of crap. Because I really wanted to.
Go ahead. That's fine with me.
No.
We've watched Doctor Who.
It's like Pandora's Box. No. There's too many shows that I'd want. They're too expensive.
We've been watching that Doctor Who Series 7. Point one, you know, part one or whatever that your mom got us for Christmas.
Special edition Blu-ray.
With that scary ass angel cover.
so strong. But tell me who merits my aid. What were the child of noble maid? Wherein they roam, I will safeguard the mushroom homes. Little Sluts need me. Everything's Murphy as it can be. Tell Smurfette she'll be safe with me. Father Sluts, keep me. Tell them all not to feel so blue. I am coming to rescue you.
It's time for a little geek cuisine. And, I think I have what ranks right up there as maybe one of the weirdest geek cuisines we've ever had.
I don't want to.
And believe me, that's saying a lot if you've been listening to the show for a while. I have potato chips. And we've done different kinds of potato chips on the show. You know, we had the steak fries, which were kind of nasty,
the
actually.
Ketchup fries, which were good.
No, those were pretty. No.
I like
those
them.
Those were astacular.
Because I like ketchup on my chips anyway.
Okay. We have some Lay's potato chips, which I like Lay's potato chips. Mm-hmm. You know, they're right up there as one of my favorites.
Yeah.
But the flavor. And the first time I saw anybody, you know, somebody posting on Facebook about this flavor, I thought it was a Photoshop mock-up or something, because it's just so damn ridiculous.
I thought it was a Southern thing.
Dear, you're in Kentucky.
You're south of Ohio.
Yeah.
And a little bit of Indiana.
Okay. No, consider the south.
Lay's brand chicken and waffles flavored potato chips.
Sounds Canadian to me.
Are we allowed to eat that today or what? I don't think we're allowed to eat that today. I think it's up to Brad.
Oh, that's right.
You know, we can't have meat today.
It's all artificially flavored
chicken in there at all. I don't think
we had pizza.
It's a you had meat pizza. We had vegetable.
The grease probably slid over on it during the delivery.
I don't think so.
Y'all didn't eat this goddamn thing. I don't care if you. The Pope quit. He probably wanted a damn Arby's sandwich.
He gets special dispensation.
Well, when he gives up something up for Lent, he's really given up something for Lent.
Good point.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah.
I'm going to give up funny looking hats for. So, Lay's brand chicken and waffles
religion
flavored
based
potato
on the size of your hat. Aw, bless George Carlin.
Let's see what.
All right, hold on. Let me roll up my sleeves.
What sweet hell these are.
Yeah.
And that's probably closer of a description than you might
think.
I'm
not a huge fan of potato chips to start with.
I do like potato chips.
I love French fries, but I'm not a huge fan of potato chips unless they're on Sloppy Joe sandwiches or hamburgers.
Let's be optimistic that you could be discovering your favorite thing ever.
This is possible.
It doesn't really
not likely.
It doesn't have a smell.
It's like a sweet fried kind of.
Christina met at Fandom Fest.
I love her.
Steampunk Wonder Woman.
I love her.
She's had these, apparently.
She has
and
the
said
best
they're
posts.
Like licking a bouillon-flavored sugar cube.
I'm ready.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so, chicken and waffles-flavored potato chips.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Oh, that's nasty. Oh, my God. That is so vile.
Sorry. I don't
know
mean to be
what?
Loud. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I don't know what to think.
That is astacular. Oh, God.
It's not terrible.
Not terrible.
But.
Oh. Dear God. That's that is unholy.
Not what I'm normally looking for in a chip.
No, not at all. But once you get it going, it's not.
Doesn't really taste like
much. That is
really.
I mean,
I could definitely tell where they're getting the chicken and the waffle.
And the waffle, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's not terrible.
I could taste some maple syrup in there
God.
Too.
That is nasty.
Actually, I like these better than I like barbecue chips.
Really,
I'm not a fan of barbecue chips.
Wow,
Help yourself.
I love barbecue.
Mm. Yeah.
I just don't like barbecue flavored chicken.
Oh. You going for another one?
They're just odd.
I took two.
They are odd. Sure. I wouldn't call them awful, terrible.
They're not,
I wouldn't call them good
they're
either.
Not good.
Take them home to Carly. See what she says.
They're not terrible.
I give you a quarter.
I could do that. I do that for a quarter.
Wow. Andy,
I'll buy that for $1. Son of Freehold.
Yeah,
the fucker doesn't palm it. Oh,
chicken, natural flavor, yeah. Including chicken flavor. We're all gonna burn.
Oh well.
Y'all are. I'm Presbyterian. Remember?
Okay. You should be the first to go.
Yeah, oh, I'm no. Since I can't go with a thumbs up, I'll go with a thumbs down.
I got to go with the thumbs down, but I mean, it's one of those things you have to try because it's so damn weird. Mm. You have to try it.
I've had worse things.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
In this very room.
It's not as overwhelming.
Yeah.
I guess the flavor's not as overwhelming as I thought it was going to be, so I'm not as shocked as I was expecting to be.
Yeah.
Maybe if you put it on something. Like, if you're making some kind of a chicken casserole dish and you crumple them up on top, I mean...
Oh, Dave, ask Beth to tell you about Dave's chicken potato chip recipe.
That would be okay on that, you know? Mm. If there's already
fried
chicken...
Fried chips.
Mm. Oh, man. The taste. I've drank like half a bottle of water here, and the taste is still there.
It does linger.
See, I'm not
it does linger.
I'm not a fan of plain chips. I like them either... Either on hamburgers or on Sloppy Joes. I won't open a bag of chips and eat out of a
grilled
bag of
cheese.
Chips.
One thing, it's not
I've
like
never
an,
tried that.
Yep. It's not like an aftertaste. Like some things have an aftertaste that's a weird aftertaste. Doesn't
it's
taste
just like
the food.
Lingers.
I mean, this lingers. It really does.
It's like it's etching itself on your tongue.
Ew. I'm not getting the linger that I normally get from like barbecue chips.
Oh man, that is nasty.
I would take these over. Barbecue chips.
Help yourself.
But I don't want them. I'm just saying. It's still a potato chip, but I'm still not a fan.
Glenn, it's up to you. You take them home. Call the voicemail line.
I love her. Don't do that.
Yeah. No, do it. Maybe one of the geckos would eat them or something.
I don't know about that.
No.
Feed them to the frog.
We're not poisoning her animals.
Feed them to the cat.
Boo.
And on that note... Yeah, I'm going to have to say thumbs down all around.
Thumbs just, eh.
You know, worth trying once, but I don't think you're going to be
maybe,
going back.
Yeah, maybe if they're if it's in a recipe
I'm not
going to
eat a whole bag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you got a bunch of friends, you're up for a laugh, check them out.
Novelty chips.
Yeah, otherwise, if it's just
maybe
you.
If you had like a dip of some kind, you'd like them better. I don't know.
Bacon dip.
Ooh, that's
everything's
just,
better with bacon.
Do you like the bacon dip?
Bacon dip.
Yeah. And we will be back with more pod culture.
Yes.
Right after we pour boiling water in our mouths to get this taste out.
What's in bacon dip?
Bacon. Lots of bacon. Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us, feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.